Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Another hour of the Bill Michaels Show begins here from the palatial studios of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Nick Bodie sits back in one of these Game of Thrones type chairs, and people come and bring him donuts. And
you have no idea how many people had to die for me to get on this Iron Throne.
Well, you deserved it more than the dude that did. I don't even watch the show, but I just know that's what everybody's saying.
Aaron Rodgers was pretty rattled about it.
Some dude named Bran Flakes or something.
Bran Flakes.
All right, so there's another voice in the room, and that voice belongs to Drew Burgoyne, chief meteorologist of CBS 58. And don't worry, we're not derailing this thing to talk about vertical integrated liquid or, you know, cumulonimbus clouds. Or those are the only weather terms I know.
Those are pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But today, I mean, today is perfection. Outside.
Oh, dude.
Isn't it right? I mean, this is like the Ferris Bueller's day off, right? This is the one where people are calling out sick. They're doing that at our station today, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Have they already started?
Oh, yeah.
So Drew and I are weather and sports at CBS 58, and you'll see us, you know, there together, and we're complete lunatics off the air, and you'll find out now that we're lunatics on the air. But I think it's funny because, and I do this, I feed into this, but I know people blame you when it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
They blame you if it's raining. Like, it's your fault.
Listen, and that's fine. Like, I always tell people, you want to blame me for the garbage weather, right? We get 70 and then 3 days in the 50s with rain. No problem. But today, you know, when the sun is out and you're feeling it, then just heap a little praise. And it's fine. I'll take the, you know, take the bad. I like to think we've got about 6 months of pretty decent weather around here, right?
Yeah.
May through October to me is like the sweet spot in Milwaukee and really in Wisconsin in general. And then 6 months of... okay, we can do without. That's fine. Sure.
Even a blind man can see. Great day out there today. So you got to understand that Drew and I, and if you ask anybody else at CBS 58, this is the case. Drew and I have turned into these complete lunatics. And Bodie, I just apologize right now because this lunacy is going to spread right into this show. We're both sports fans. And again, Drew is just as likely. He's working hard for you. He gets you ready is the thing, the slogan.
I'm not going to sing it, but
no,
yeah, sure.
But you know, there's a lot of work involved in systems and forecasting and that kind of thing. So I want to make sure that's established up front that ain't nobody working harder to make sure it's right than this guy right here. Now, with that in mind, I'll walk by in a random time at 10 o'clock at night, and this is what I'll hear. Throw that curveball over the plate. Strike this guy out. You're struggling here walking a guy on after an 0-2 count.
What's funny is, you know, you get, you know, the Brewers post, so I'll be listening to that, you know, in the Weather Center or the Bucks post, and you know, it's Locked On the Fan all the time.
It really
is. It's Locked On the Fan.
That's the flagship station of the network in Milwaukee, and literally, like, I'll walk by. Oh, I recognize those voices. That's the voices from the fan in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
like, yeah, that's him.
Big game tonight.
A little bit.
Forecast
for the inside of the arena, boiling hot.
Oh, and probably a little anxiety, I would think, too, right?
A little bit. What did game four, how did it change how you feel? I feel like there's a dichotomy of Bucks played bad basketball is how we felt about it early, and now it's like, yeah, you know, the Raptors are pretty good.
See, game three, you know, I thought, okay, the Bucks gave that away. They just, you know, just sloppy and maybe just one of those games, and maybe they were a little bit overconfident. I don't know. So I didn't panic after game three, but game four, watching that, and I'm just seeing this wall, you know? I mean, just this wall around Giannis, and then basically saying, you're not going to penetrate this wall, so dish the ball out, and nobody can hit these shots. And I'm going, it's not going to happen. And then, you know, the ball goes on the other side, and the Raptors are just draining it. You know, Gasol or Lowry just becoming just this assassin. And I mean, when he's hitting, and it, that ball is not even, you know, hitting the rim. I mean, it's that precise. And so tonight, I just hope that we can, shooters are going to shoot. And they need, you know, they need to land it. But I think this crowd is going to be awesome. And the Bucks fans, you know, I've gotten to know so many of these great, you know, Bucks fans, and they're so loyal, and, you know, I'm so proud of all of them, and there's such a sense of pride in the city right now. And you could tell the Bucks are going, hey, listen, we saw what the Brewers did. We, you know, we want this town to bleed, you know, green, and it is. I mean, people are doing it, and that's what excites me the most, doing that forecast for the Deer District and seeing thousands of people down there. Listen, that's what they wanted, and these guys out of New York have made a lot of promises, and guess what? They've come through on these promises, and they're going to bring something special to the city.
You know, and they delivered in a couple of different ways too, right? They built the roster that was necessary around Giannis. They didn't necessarily do it by spending a ton of money, but they got there. The other thing that usually tends to happen, your New York owners come in, and they brought their New York coach. And then their New York coach started to not pan out. And my worry was that they would, that's what they clutch onto, right? That this is how we came in. This is our guy. We don't want to admit that it's not working out, so we're going to just hold on to this, and this franchise is just going to sink like a, you know, like a boot attached to it. And they didn't do that.
Right.
They got free of that coach, and they went and found a coach that has worked out just incredibly for them. Bud's system, the defense, the additional defense, the three-point shooting, the guys like Lopez and Mirotić, and the value that they have now, makes Bud one of the best in the NBA in my mind.
And maybe that's what disappointed me about Game 4 is this team was the best defensive team, you know, in the league, right? And consistently on the top. And in Game 4, they didn't look it. They looked out of place. And that, I guess that's what was frustrating to me. So I think there's some things that they're going to fix. I know it's let's throw away. I think it. You hear that in the media, you know, from the coach. They're not throwing that away. I mean, they are looking and going, wait a minute, you know, we can get better. We're going to be, you know, in our home, you know, our home court, and we're going to be able to take care of business. And so I think they do. I really do. I think they take care of business tonight, and I think there's going to be kind of a wave of confidence as they go into Game 6.
Yeah, that's what you have to have, right? I mean, this is Game 5 in a way is Game 7. You establish the series right here.
Yeah, I agree.
And you wipe out 3 and 4 and reestablish the series.
Yeah, I think Drew brings up an interesting point on how to handle a really rough game like that, because I think there's two philosophies. You have that way where some coaches will say, bury it, and some coaches are going to sit you down in the film room and make you painstakingly relive every moment to make sure it doesn't happen again. So how, you know, if you're Coach Bud, how much do you dwell on it and make sure they don't repeat the same mistakes without making sure that you're still in Game 4?
I would think like Game 3 would be the throwaway. Like, all right, this is a stinker. This is a clunker. You're better than this. So yeah, we're going to bury it. But when it happens twice, you know, kind of two times in a row, then you have to address it, right? You're not just going to bury it and say, oh, these guys are better than that. No, this is a coachable moment, and these are all coachable players. And there's a lot of great role players on this team. Yeah, granted, I think Brogdon had an off night, and George Hill didn't have a great night. Do I think that's going to happen tonight? No, I think those guys, you know, are going to be there. But I think there's been some loyalty to certain players that I think have been a problem a little bit, just in my opinion. And that loyalty needs to go with the hot hand and just ride them. Ride these guys and go for it.
You know, one of the favorite stories I think I've ever heard about Coach, because people were like, oh, bury this game. That's a weird way to put it. One of my favorite stories of all time, Bill Belichick and the Patriots back in 03 when the dynasty was just kind of starting out. They got Rodney Harrison. They traded away Lawyer Malloy to the Bills. They play the Bills, and they get smoked. I mean, I think they got blown out like 30-40-0, one of the worst losses in the Bill Belichick Patriot era. And on Monday, he took the whole team. They went out to the practice field with a shovel, and he took the game ball, and he physically buried it and said, it's over, it's done. And I'm guessing the next couple of words were, we're on to Buffalo, but you got to move on.
Yeah, and sometimes that's the right approach as a coach, right? You don't want something that's just nasty to stick in the minds of your players. I think the two games in a row thing leads me to believe maybe Bud would see some stuff in the Game 4 tape that he could fix, right? If they've watched anything from Game 4, I think it's how to get the George Hills and the Brogdons and the Bledsoes and the Lopezes to get more shots, to get better shots.
You know, I think they'll look good tonight. I'm hoping they come out ready. I'm hoping they come out hungry. And, you know, guys, speaking of 12:15, kind of lunchtime, you know what I'm hungry for?
Hit it.
A little bit of Cousins.
Really?
This portion of the program brought to you by Cousin Subs. Are you ready to go hog wild? Cousin Subs, the famous Cubano, it's back along with the Wisconsin pork and Gouda. That's right. Try the Cubano with ham, Genoa salami, pulled pork, Swiss cheese, and a whole lot more. Or the Wisconsin pork and Gouda featuring pulled pork, bacon, Wisconsin smoked Gouda cheese, onions, mayo, and Dijon mustard. You can order them online. Go to CousinSubs.com for a limited time only, by the way, and delivery is now available at select locations. That's Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Well, now I'm hungry. Hey, Drew.
Yes, sir.
You stick around for a little while?
Oh, I'm going to be around until people say it's time for this Joker to go.
We're going to talk Bucks and a lot more. Drew Burgoyne is the chief meteorologist at CBS 58, and you know I'm not going to let him out of here without talking some workout stuff. We won't go nuts, but, you know, I got to ask him a couple questions, you know. So basketball and probably delts and form and whatever else next on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The Bill Michaels Show rolls on. Kevin Holden. I'm from CBS 58 in Milwaukee. I'm stepping in. We've got Bodie here. Drew Burgoyne is the chief meteorologist from CBS 58 talking sports with us. We are almost at a starting five. Maybe we can settle for a starting four. Or maybe we'll find someone who counts for two guys. He's so big in this sports community. What do you think?
Okay, that would work.
How about Paul Emig? Is it time to call Paul?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
We have called Paul. Paul Emig, green and gold analyst, joining us to chat a little bit of Green Bay Packers. Yes, the Packers continue to do what they do in Green Bay. I never thought I'd see the day when we would talk almost no Packers. So, Paul, you got to set us back on the right track here. Green Bay Packers at OTAs, man.
I guess. That's a lot of pressure with Game 5 coming up tonight, sitting, you know, talking to not only Kevin Holden, but to the guy who whose tagline, Drew Gets Me Ready, is even better than the Better Call Paul tagline. So that's a lot of pressure, man.
We learn for the best.
He literally, people run around the newsroom and they'll sing it randomly. And Drew's a very modest guy. Like, you know, I know that he has this jingle, but he would never sing it on his own. But everybody sings it to him.
So that works, so sure. I don't have to sing it.
Paul.
Yeah, I've seen the billboards, Drew. I mean, like, it's my, you know, when my father-in-law's over and CBS is on, and then I just can't get rid of you two faces sometimes. And I know Kevin doesn't have the jingle, which I think hurts maybe the marketability of one Mr. Holden, but at least you've got that part on lockdown, man.
It's a fun time in the studio. It's a fun time in the city with the Bucks, and it's a fun time in Green Bay because everything old is new again. Rodgers has a different tone, a different spring in his step. I'm not imagining that, right? Rodgers feels different right now.
I totally agree. And I think I'm going to equate it to, and we don't know the results of this yet, but I think I would partially equate it to, it was an overdue time for the defense to no longer be operated by Dom Capers. You knew it was probably 2 or 3 years too late, and that they should have hit the reset button sooner. I think you could equate that to Mike McCarthy, you know, and Bill Michaels and I obviously often talk about, you know, the 10-year window and, you know, some of the famous quotes from famous coaches who have talked about throughout the years, like, you know, 10 years in one place is sort of the magic number. And I think we could argue that that should have happened sooner. I think you can argue Ted Thompson was 2 or 3 years past. He stayed 2 or 3 years too long. So now that you do have Rodgers with a new GM, you know, Mark Murphy taking on a much bigger role, obviously with LaFleur, a second-year defensive coordinator, and just a lot of new faces. Randall Cobb gone. Jordy Nelson gone. Clay Matthews gone. Josh Sitton a couple years gone. T.J. Lang a couple years gone. Some of these guys retired. You know, some of his best friends and some of the guys that he was closest with and who I think you equate over the past decade with Packers football are now gone. So, you know, David Bakhtiari, you know, and Rodgers obviously having these drinking challenges at Pfizer Forum. That's a good relationship. You know, Corey Lindsley and Rodgers are close, and obviously the relationship we know between Davante Adams and Rodgers. But you know, I think it was encapsulated well in that post-game comment that Aaron Rodgers stole from, what movie was that? Was that Dazed and Confused? When he said, I keep getting old and they keep staying the same age?
Yeah.
Dazed and Confused.
With Matthew McConaughey. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, so I think that's a good summation of sort of the situation. And I think, I believe, and I've told this to Bill, like, Bill, I have a little bit more optimism towards the Packers than he does. There was a recent power ranking that came out that had the Packers ranked second, and Bill, when I told Bill that, he said, come on, you've got to be kidding. There's no way that that's true. And I think, you know, it's easy that when we see what Rodgers has done over the past 2 years, which has not looked like the guy that we were used to from when he was age 33 and younger, he got injured, and then there was a setback, and then obviously the power struggles, you could call it, with the offense and McCarthy. But yeah, I think this is an opportunity, just like it was with getting Patton on the defense to reinvigorate, just like it was in getting a new GM to reinvigorate. LaFleur is now that answer. They didn't go with a defensive coach. They went with a 39-year-old offensive-minded head coach who was probably, when you looked at the initial candidate list, towards the back. You know, a one-year offensive coordinator for the Titans, you know, who preferred running the ball. Like, it doesn't exactly fit all the criteria that you might think. So, yeah, I think this is a chance for Rodgers to, I think, change the current arc of his legacy. I think, you know, when you get to the last 5-ish years of your career and you're a quarterback of Rodgers' stature, you do have to start to think about the legacy conversation. And, you know, I think this is sort of that moment for him where he's going to seemingly already embracing the change, embracing the culture stuff that's different now. And I believe we'll turn around this little, you know, this little 2-year funk window that he's been in. I think this is the sort of the spark that he's going to need to turn that around and become the Rodgers that we all knew prior to 2017.
LaFleur is one thing, Paul, and I had to sit for a second to, you know, process your answer. I had to think about that.
I was wondering what.
No, I mean, you look, it's when there's a Paul Emig insight, sometimes I have to sit. I have to take it in, you know. It's like,
yeah,
there's,
give it 5 seconds. It's a 5-second rule.
I digest it. And now that I've digested it, I want to go to the other side of the ball, which is the other big change. All these great names, the names that have made Mike Pettine say that you're making it easy on me by putting all these extra bodies here. And the question isn't so much about the big names coming in. I think we know that there is talent infused. I want to know about how this changes as a fan, this thought in the last 4 or 5 years that when there was this desperation for the offense to succeed, that every 5th-round pick that got 2 tackles in a game, we turned into a cult hero because we wanted him to succeed. We don't have to do that anymore. Right, Paul?
Right, and I mean, I think Mike Pettine hit it pretty well earlier this week during his press conference, which was, you know, running up and down the hallway, not really being able to believe that, like, you know, apparently, you know, to kind of paraphrase Mike Pettine, you know, apparently Brian Gutekunst didn't think that they were a very good set of defensive coaches because they had to go out and give them a bunch of really good players to really turn things around. And he also said something that I've said recently, and it was good to hear Mike Pettine say out loud what I've kind of assumed about him and that I've been saying to Bill in recent weeks. I think there was just an understanding that, you know, Clay Matthews is going to go down in Packers history. I mean, he's a very important member of this team over the past 10 years. You know, we can certainly have the debate about how successful Nick Perry's 7-year run was as a first-round pick for the Packers. And there's some other pieces in there, too, that you could talk about. But they didn't necessarily fit, especially Matthews, as good as, you know, obviously his career has fallen off a little bit in recent years. But as good as some of these guys could be in other systems, Mike Pettine wants to run this interchangeable, you know, big athletes who you don't know when they line up in a certain spot what they're going to do. The Darius Smith, Preston Smith, and Rashawn Gary, infusing especially the edge rushing group. But again, I think Pettine believes a little bit more so in, you know, what I think you could call positionless football. He doesn't want you to think, oh, okay, this guy's going to rush from the edge and he's going to give you his bull rush move and that's it, you know, or he's, you know, this is like, he's going to, like, that was in reference to Nick Perry or with Matthews, you know, he's got his one little hand swim move. Like, with the influx of talent he has with the 2 Smiths and Rashawn Gary, and that's just sort of on the edge group, and there's other examples on defense, I think you kind of got to get to a point where this is more along the Mike Pettine mold. And will it work? TBD. We don't know. But if you're looking for reasons for optimism, or even really if you're just trying to take an honest look at it, I believe that this, and Mike Pettine, again, he did confirm it, so I guess I can stop saying I believe, that this is what he has needed to really implement the system he wanted to implement. And I think it's why when pretty much a whole new coaching staff was brought in this offseason with LaFleur. It's a reason they kept Patton, because that, you know, the first year thing was, it was okay, it was fine, but you didn't really give him a chance to succeed with the types of guys he, you knew he would need eventually. And by bringing three of those in, two free agents at big money contracts, and then your first round pick in Rashawn Gary, I think this is truly a chance for Patton to show, you know, how good he can be in Green Bay as a defensive coordinator.
Paul Immig, Green and Gold analyst, talking offense, talking defense. Paul, we always appreciate it. I know you'll be watching Game 5 tonight, and then we'll get back to some Packers stuff after that.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess we will talk TV another time.
Yeah, we'll do. Well, I got Drew here, and you know, I don't want to corrupt his mind. If you start giving him shows to watch, he'll wander off and start watching them.
That sounds like a great idea, though.
But I mean, at work.
That is a true story.
Yeah, he'll just be gone.
Yeah, we'll do another time. But yeah, cool. Thanks, guys.
Immig, Rockstar. Thanks, man. That's Paul Immig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Yeah, he loves to talk TV, Bodie, but we'll do that with him another time.
You know, he does love TV. The other thing I hear he's a big fan of, actually, is Quick Trip.
Hey, our friends at Quick Trip want to remind you, if you're a professional driver out there, go to Quick Rewards Fleet Card. Download the Quick Rewards Fleet Card right now on your mobile app, and you can get it either hard copy by going into the stores at Quick Trip or Quick Star, or download the app on your mobile device. It's going to start earning you points right away, and the minute you start buying gasoline or diesel, you're going to start winning things or earning things like free beverages, whether it's sodas, coffees, even where the amenities are available, even some showers to get yourself feeling fresh and ready to go for the over-the-road truckers. All you got to do is go to quicktrip.com/rewards. That's quicktrip.com/rewards and download that app. Get it registered. You're good to go. You'll start earning points right away. That is from our friends at Quick Trip.
Drew Burgoyne, CBS 58 chief meteorologist. You ready to talk some Bucks here in a minute?
Oh, yeah. It's time.
He's been preparing for this for a long time. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The Bucks have a chance to go to the NBA Finals. Two more wins is all they need. We talk about it next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Let the good times roll. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is? If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key.
This portion of the Bill Michaels Show brought to you by our friends at the Bucks. The Bucks are in the Eastern Conference Finals. You can cheer on the deer with the official playoff gear. You like how that rhymes? Shop at the latest playoff merchandise events at the Bucks Pro Shop, downtown at the Fiserv Forum, and the new place, the Bayshore Town Center, the pop-up shop. You can shop online as well at shop.bucks.com. Shop.bucks.com. And once you're geared up, you'll want to stop down and join the party at the Deer District for every game of this playoff run. Multiple screens for watching the game. There's foods, there's drink, all on the plaza, and it's a great giveaway night as well. So fear the deer and go Bucks.
The Bill Michaels Show, Kevin Holden from CBS 58 in Milwaukee, just stepping in for the day for Bill. Bucks and Raptors tonight, Game 5. Drew Burgoyne, whose day job is chief meteorologist of CBS 58, but is as big a sports fan as any of us.
And tonight's weather for the Deer District is going to be wonderful, right?
Yeah.
So no rain. You know, folks don't have to deal with that. I'd probably bring a sweater, a light jacket by 10 o'clock. Temps will fall back into the upper 50s. But come on. I mean, that's
perfect.
Gorgeous weather. You're going to get thousands of people down there. And I wish I could be down there. I mean, obviously, we got to work the 10 o'clock news. And that's I love my schedule. I've been on this schedule for a long time, and but the only disadvantage is when you've got stuff like this going on, I want to be there.
But this is work time.
It is work time, yeah. But we have a lot of fun. You know, we have a lot of fun in the newsroom, and there's a lot of people. I mean, most of the newsroom is absolutely invested.
Oh, yeah.
In the game, which is a problem because we're all trying to get our other work done.
Yeah, but and it's tough to
it's
do.
It's hard. You know, it's like anybody else, and there's no Brewers tonight, and so we're quiet there, and so this is it. This is what's going on tonight, and I think the city is completely 110% invested in this game.
You know the most efficient and productive 2 hours of any television station's time? Between 5:30 and 7:30 tonight. Because everybody is getting done everything that they can get done.
That's true.
Before the tip. So they, people might still be at work, but if they have a little less of a workload, they can watch a little bit of the game, work a little, watch, work a little. And so it's going to, like, between 5:30 and 7:30, people are going to be lunatics at the station today. Just, yeah. I got to get this done, I got to get this done. And then that way there's a little time when the game actually tips off.
Jokers be joking.
Man, that should be a slogan. Forget Drew gets me ready.
No, you know, when I was anchoring news at Titan TV up at UW Oshkosh, it was the semester that Amazon Prime started putting Thursday Night Football up on Amazon so you could watch it. So I used to have to be really sneaky, and then they put it up on Prime, which was amazing because I was able to sit. We used to have production nights. Our broadcasts were, we only did once a week on Friday. So Thursday night, we're in there writing stories, new and whatever. And I'm sitting there, I'm waiting on our news director, everybody else to finish stuff. And I could just like covertly kind of watch it at my desktop and like not really bother anybody. That's what's awesome. You got to get like the right apps, I'm imagining, at work to keep an eye on these guys. Yeah. Like when you hear Drew yelling in the background as he's working, what are you watching on that, Drew?
Wrestling, usually.
Yeah, most of the time, you know. No, it's just there's a good amount of energy. That's interesting that you mentioned that, because in our business and radio and television, you have to be such a multitasker because there are so many things going on, especially when you're in the studio. And I can tell you, so Bill Walsh and Natalie Shepard are our main anchors. You know, when I'm doing weather on the wall, Kevin is usually at his desk, so he's not around. But I can see those guys, and they're not sitting there with their hands folded, intently watching, you know, and listening to the forecast. You know, there's a lot of other things, you know, going on, and Bill's a sports, you know, aficionado. So, yeah, anyone that wants to get into the broadcast business, you need to have all of these other skills when it comes to being able to multitask, because we're doing it all the time.
So you have to watch the game sometimes during the crescendo of your day, and if you're not a sports guy, you're doing something else important, but also keeping an eye on that game. So it's tough.
There was a time when, how can I put it, when we were allowed to have the game on in the studio.
You have these big monitors in the studio.
I purposely turned to the other side of the weather wall talking so I could peripherally see the game that was going on in the monitor over there. It's taken 17 years to do, but I finally got it down, you know. But we move on from that.
I'm just picturing like the guys from Anchorman, where Ron's in the middle delivering like he's delivering the opening part of the broadcast, and then like the sports guy and the weather guy are throwing the football back and forth over him.
There's really a lot of truth to that.
Has that happened?
Yeah, usually he and I are pushing each other around or doing something dumb, but yeah, all those shenanigans are going on. So
yeah, and again, that's why I try to say, you know, that. We're focused. We're getting the work done. We're right. Making sure you guys get the best information, the best weather news, sports, all that stuff. But yes, we also have personalities, and they're bizarre ones.
We're blessed to do what we do. We love what we do, and hopefully that comes across to the viewers and the listeners. I mean, we're very blessed. We don't consider going to work. So.
Was the loudest that you've been in the last 4 or 5 days when Drake was out there hugging and giving neck massages or shoulder massages to his coach?
Yeah, me throwing up in the office seeing that. It's just, you know what? You and I were talking about this. If the Bucks played well those two games, we would not be even mentioning this guy. Mm-hmm. He would not be a story. He's just kind of become this... You know, the side story that's become the number one story, and I'm tired of it. Like, I don't want to hear any more about this guy. I could give a rip about this guy.
Right.
So just win and be done with it. I know he wants to be, you know, the new Spike Lee, and you're not. You're just not. That was a different era, you know, yeah. That was completely different, you know, with the Knicks and the Bulls and the Pacers and all that. That's different. That's not around anymore. Now you're giving, you know, coaches neck massages and prancing around and all this. Oh, but you're an ambassador, so I guess it's fine. So
can I tell? I don't wish any violence on Drake. I don't wish any violence on anyone.
No.
But what I would love to happen the next time Giannis misses a free throw and he's coming back up court and Drake's sitting there talking smack to him, I would love Giannis to just run at him just a little bit, just make him flinch on national TV, and he would be done.
Viral.
Because yeah. if you talk a lot of smack, you saw it with the Malice in the Palace. Like, everybody's a big man until somebody comes at you coming in the stand.
True.
You could whip a water bottle at anybody, but you know, you better watch out.
Yeah.
Yeah, your skills on Degrassi are not going to help you when Giannis is coming at you full steam.
I would absolutely love when he was just, you know, talking smack, coming up the court to Giannis, like for Giannis to turn around, walk, get right in his face and say, what's up?
How about Brooke Lopez?
Yeah, anybody.
Why don't you just kind of bump him and, I mean, just sit down. Just sit down.
It's just too much. But I like, here's one of the things I like. Milwaukee will do this, and this is one of the things about this city that I like the most. Having watched Toronto do this, watched Drake specifically, I don't want to, you know, it's not a whole city. Milwaukee is going to come out tonight, and they're not going to do that. Aaron Rodgers is not going to give his coach a massage.
No.
David Bakhtiari is going to chug a beer or two, and we're going to love it.
Yeah, that's great.
And that's as far as it'll go.
Yeah.
It's during a timeout.
It's not about those guys. It's
right.
about the team.
If there's one thing we know after all the McCarthy stuff that came out after he was fired, Aaron Rodgers is not big on coaches getting massages, especially when they should be doing their jobs.
Bodie, how has the world not latched onto that?
Now, when it comes to the Patriots, never mind.
All right, hold on. You guys talk. I'm going to make sure none of our listeners tweet that before I do.
Yeah, you better get that out there, Bodie.
Wow, that was good.
You hit that right on the screws, man. Yeah. That was perfect.
Yeah, he owned it. But no, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what Coach Bud does to vary up the lineup a little bit. But I want to see who gets the hot hand, and I want the coach to ride that guy until. You know, he's cold. And if somebody comes in, let's say it's, Mirotic, maybe he's off again, then get the hook early.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be loyal and just find somebody else. And maybe that's not right, and that's just me being a casual fan, but find the guy that's going to drain it. Because if Giannis, if they are crowding him in the middle and they're going to build a human wall and he's going to dump it out to somebody, then you better drain it.
Right.
And you better get the points.
Yeah.
And let this guy have an assist. And I don't care if Giannis scores 40 points. You don't need him to score 40 points.
Do you buy at all into the idea that the Raptors have played 7 against the Sixers in the double overtime game 3, and that there'll come a point here late in the series where there will be a difference in the amount of gas in the tank where they'll have less than the Bucks?
Truthfully, with Kawhi and this injury, I'm surprised he's able to continue to do. I mean, he's a special player,
mm-hmm. right?
Whether you like him or not. I mean, that guy is a special player. He is a superstar, and he has carried that team, in so many games. And so I've got nothing but respect for him. But at some point, you got to wonder if he is going to run out of the juice and to the point where, there's no pre-workout in the world that's going to be able to, to keep him going.
Are you saying that he does pre-workout?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure there's something going there.
I mean, I would imagine at that level, if you're doing pre-workout, it's got to be ridiculously good.
He wants to probably give others who don't do pre-workout.
Oh, you think he's helping his teammates that way?
Well, I
see.
I think at some point maybe he might. But the Bucks got to take over. This is why this arena is here. They have all of this support in the city. I have no doubt that Bucks fans, corporate, and regular, right, are going to get up. They're going to stand up. They're going to make some noise. And there are times, listening to that Toronto crowd, man, they were loud. They were obnoxious. But that's what we want.
Yeah.
And so I know the Bucks fans are going to be out there tonight. I wish I could be out there. I did look after the last game. Try to see some tickets, but I didn't pull the trigger. So
closing in on Memorial Day, and the Bucks are playing not just meaningful basketball, but the most meaningful that they played in forever. And that, to me, tells it all about the franchise. That at this point in most seasons lately, we've forgotten about the Bucks by a month or more.
Yeah, and then you move down to the Brewers and kind of embrace the Packers. And yeah, I'm excited for Packers football, but that's in the fall. I don't care about that right now. I love the Brewers, and so I'm still invested in them. But right now, it's like this is what is on the plate, and I just want to take it in and just feed me more of it.
Yeah,
And there's more games to be played. I want to see meaningful basketball in June.
And if they can make the finals, I mean, it's again, that has not happened since 1974, and so you're talking about the vast majority of fans. I mean, unless you've been in this city for many, many, many years. Most fans have never seen it.
And I want to say just one thing. I think we interviewed, was it John McLaughlin who we interviewed yesterday?
Yeah.
And he said, we didn't even have a parade when we won the championship. I want to throw this out. I'm not putting the cart before the horse, but if the Bucks, climb mm-hmm. to the mountain mm-hmm. and they get there this year, what would be amazing is to bring all of those guys back and to do a joint championship parade and bring the city to its knees,
and
right?
Showcase where you could have it.
You
the place
to.
You can showcase.
Yes, I mean
district.
Because he was passionate about that,
yeah.
And those guys are so ingrained into the history of the Bucks. Bring all of them back and have them join in on that. I think that would be amazing.
I haven't done a parade since February of 2011. It was the last parade I did here.
Oh, not the West Dallas parade, the Christmas parade. You're not talking about that.
the one where I had to walk. No,
get your steps in.
I've got seven coats on or whatever. quick Brewers topic here, Drew, because I don't want to let you get out without talking a little bit of Brewers.
Good, good.
So we'll do that, and maybe we'll touch a little bit on gym habits because you were in it today, pre-workout.
Oh yeah.
What's up?
You can probably tell.
It's next if we keep Drew from like ripping off his clothes on the Bill Michaels show.
Nobody wants.
Wisconsin wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
News team, assemble!
That escalated quickly.
Ron, we're right here. It's like,
who put the question mark in the teleprompter? See, you play anchorman for people in the business, and all of those things apply because we've worked with people who read the question mark in the teleprompter.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that movie, so a lot of fun.
That's Drew Burgoyne, chief meteorologist, CBS 58, big sports fan, joining us on the Bill Michaels Show. Of course, Bodie is helping us keep this thing between the rails. That's tough. You got two crazy dudes like us.
Hooting and hollering and all that.
Seriously. So we want to touch Brewers, obviously,
right,
because this is still a big thing. Brewers are right there in the thick of things, wild card, just a couple games back of first. They're fine. But the question, of course, they're always trying to tweak. They're always trying to be better. Keston Hira has made them better.
Right.
Who in your mind right now is the 25th man? In other words, the guy at the bottom, the most expendable. Is that a good way to say it, Bodie? Most expendable maybe on the roster?
The next guy that you think might be off the roster, whether that's being optioned away or whatever.
So I guess the way I look at it, just when we're talking about pitchers specifically, right, we hardly have any lefties in the pen, right? You got Hader and Claudio. Is that it?
Yeah, because they've had a couple others, but they were out now.
So, you know, Claudio's been inconsistent, but you can't – you need a lefty. You know what Hader does, and he's kind of been thrust in, you know, into that two-inning, you know, type of role. You know, as for Matt Albers, another inconsistent guy, I'm not going to – you know, beat on the dead horse. The guy that I see that I still think needs work, but a guy that is going to be on this roster at some point contributing is Freddy Peralta. Mm-hmm. I think Freddy, and I don't know what I know it's this first inning issue. Listen, if you're in the seventh inning and you got, you know, two guys on in scoring position, you got one out, and this guy is coming in out of the pen, I don't trust him, but I see this guy as being an integral part as a starter someday. So I want the Brewers just to continue to work with this kid, and I think he's special. I really do, but I think he's a guy that, you know, maybe, you know, could go, you know, back, you know, take a step back and work on some things, you know, in the minors and allow him to kind of, you know, develop. That's kind of my take.
And he could maybe even use a little bit of assistance from our friends over at New Mail Medical.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. If you want to check it out and you have it, they have a 98% success rate, so why not call 414-455-4451. That's the New Mail Medical Center, the medical experts. But, by the way, if you have the low T, they can help you out with that as well. Low T, if you're moody, if you've got the brain fog, if you're tired all the time, they can help you out. Just call them, 414-455-4451, or the All-in-One Weight Loss Program. That works as well. Again, 414-455-4451. That is the New Mail Medical Center.
So Drew's pick is Freddy Peralta to maybe work out those first inning issues. I think that's a really good option. I also think this, if your bullpen is going to be mortal, you know, as we were saying before, like they're not what they were last year, maybe Albers is a guy you eventually got to look at as, I mean, if you're going to have a spot and there's someone in the minor leagues you want to bring up that you want to see what you have, I think there's a difference between seeing what you have and knowing what you have,
right?
And maybe that's a spot that the Brewers could use to find out what they have, what's next, you know? They have 13 pitchers on the 25-man roster at the moment, so someone would have to go. It won't be hitter for pitcher. It'll be pitcher for pitcher. And Albers is a guy that might be the next one out. I could see that happening. 25th man there for the Brewers. They, of course, host the Phillies this weekend. Drew, we got a couple minutes left. I don't know how quickly we can get into this in 2 minutes, but Drew, this dude does the weather, you talk sports, and then when you're not doing both of those, you are throwing weights all over a gym.
I want to avoid the dad bod of you know, at all costs. I mean, I've got a 10-year-old son and a 7-year-old daughter, and they're both in competitive gymnastics at Swiss Turners in West Dallas. So we spend a lot of time there. And, you know, these kids are just super, super in shape. And I don't know, I just want to be, I want to be healthy for my kids. And, you know, Kevin, I know you came to me 6 months ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, for those of you that don't know, I'm going to brag on Kevin. I mean, this guy's been going to the gym consistently 5 days a week. You know, he's shedding weight. He's healthy and in a wonderful frame of mind. So I want to brag on you because, you know, a lot of people, they start and they have the wonderful intentions, and then nobody knows how crazy your schedule is, and you're out of town and here or there, but you've not stopped. And so you're really an inspiration to a lot of, you know, a lot of people. So I'm appreciative of that.
This is maybe the first time I've ever been used as inspirational for anything. Usually I chase people away from stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, you guys have to get back on camera after today. Since I don't and I'm on radio, I also have an 8-pack. I'm pretty ripped, you know, as you can tell. Right, Drew?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Big time.
You can tell it with Bodie immediately.
Hulk Hogan, the shirt off in the middle, yeah. Big gym rat. Big gym rat.
Yeah, basically it's his world and I live in it. I'm over here trying to, like, shake with these free weights, and Drew's, like, pounded like machines. He's, like, lifting them up over his head. Drew, thanks for the time, man. This is awesome. I will see you later at our day job, but thanks for talking sports, man.
All right. Thanks to all of you for listening. Go Bucks.
We got another hour of the Bill Michaels Show coming up. Stick around. Plenty of Bucks and more next.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.